As many people are struggling to make rent or that next mortgage payment, there are thousands of Marylanders who are in jeopardy of losing their homes because of property tax sales. WIPR's Mary Rose Madden reports.
When Linda Martin Smith inherited her father's house on Gwynns Falls Parkway in 2016, she considered it a blessing. It was paid off. All she had to worry about were the utilities and the property taxes, and she could cover that and take care of her two kids with the money she was making working in a warehouse filling online grocery orders. But that was before the diagnosis she got last year.
That I found out I had cancer. It's a colon cancer, stage 3. And the chemo was making me so sick that I couldn't work.
She went on leave in March 2019 and applied for disability.
And they denied me, so I appealed it. And then they denied me again, so it's been on appeal since September.
If she doesn't win that appeal, she won't be able to pay off the property taxes, about $2,200, by the city's deadline of April 30th, which means she would likely lose the house. Granted, says Amy Hennin of the Maryland Volunteer Lawyers Service, the city has delayed the tax sale date because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but it didn't change the due date for payments. And because much of city government is shut down right now, people on the tax sale list can't use Hennin's favorite method of staving off the sales.
This is one of the things that makes the current situation that much trickier. In prior years, what I would generally advise somebody to do is to pay down enough of any of the outstanding balances on their home down to under $700, because $750 is the threshold for the tax sale. But in order to do that effectively, people generally need to go physically down to the Abel Wollman building and make a payment in the tax sale office there in order to make sure that their account is credited properly.
But that building is closed right now, and the other options, online payments or mailing a check, are not good options for most of the people Hennin talks to.
But there's no way for us to be certain that the amount that they're going to pay down is going to get credited properly to ensure that it gets them down to a threshold low enough to take them off the tax sale.
Martin Smith's property is one of more than 15,000 properties on Baltimore City's tax sale list. But there are thousands of others throughout the state.
Baltimore City and Prince George's County are the two highest, but I've represented clients in tax sale in Anne Arundel County. I have spoken in Howard County, in Somerset County, and in Cecil County. I mean, really just across the state there. Tax sale is something that people face.
Depending on the jurisdiction, liens are put on people's property if they haven't paid property taxes and or water bills and sewer bills. Some counties, Howard, Harford, and Anne Arundel, have delayed their tax sale dates. But others, Baltimore County and Prince George's, have not. Jared Walczak of the national nonprofit Tax Foundation says it's up to each locality to make the rules around liens and tax sales.
Many localities will negotiate a payment plan with taxpayers who are unable to come up with the money to pay their property taxes in full. It's better for the community, it's certainly better for the homeowner, and it's better ultimately for the locality than going through with a tax sale.
As for Linda Martin Smith, her daughter just days ago did a GoFundMe campaign to help raise funds for her family's home. They raised a few $100, but not enough to get it off the tax sale list. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.